T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
David and Albro, ding dong.
Okay.
Everyone's featuring on this song. Go ahead.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Thank you for hanging out with us. Last night was an amazing night, and we're about to share it with you on why it was amazing. But somebody here in the studio, I think, had an even better night.
Oh, boy.
We'll get into that in just a second. Good morning, Brian.
I'm sure you can't tell by who's not excited for this first break of the show.
Great morning to you, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
On social media, hit us up at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Rod.
Good morning.
And very good morning to you, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
So it was a very good night for all of us last night. And then we'll get to why it was particularly a great night for one particular individual here in studio right after that.
At least we're assuming. Because sometimes things can go really bad when some of the evidence that walked into the studio this morning is what it is.
All right, man. We had the pleasure last night of hanging out with not only our AMP listeners, who we love, and our sister station, The Wave, as well, with Grammy Award-winning AMP artist, Her, at our invite-only Honda Sound Space performance here at the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood. And she's absolutely amazing, man. Only 21 years of age, just crushing it, R&B style, vocally, lyrically. But what shocked me the most, the way she was killing the guitar last night.
And then jumped over to the keys, like right after that.
One song, they were handing her over like 5 different instruments. She went from the keys to the guitar to the bass to the acoustic to the electric guitar. Like, girl.
And she's just so cool, calm, collected. She's got so much swag.
It's one of those things where, you know, we've seen a lot of talented artists, right? And then I was like, I'm doing a little research because we're going to interview her after the show. And so I'm looking at her Wikipedia page. And when I saw that she was 21, I was like angry. I was angry at the level of talent that she has. You know, where you're like, no. That's not Grammy Award winning.
Yeah.
And then she's playing on like 3 different genres of radio. Like, we talk about Lil Nas X being multi-genre.
Hey.
Her is like, I don't care. Give them all to me. Soul, top 40, whatever.
I don't care.
She was signed to a label at 14, bro.
No.
here's a little example of her just killing the guitar. She was inspired growing up in the Bay Area by Carlos Santana, who's from my home state of Jalisco, Mexico. And you can tell, man, the guitar is amazing. Check it out. Right now?
Bro, she can shred.
So good.
Singing live and crushing the guitar that way.
And at one point in time, she was soloing with the guitar, like, and then singing, she's going, ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. She was doing it while she was playing.
Yeah,
it was insane.
It's just called talent, guys. We're all in shock because we don't
know.
On the daily basis, we see each other and we're not that impressed. All right, listen, we're running out of time on this segment. So coming up next, we'll get to why it was a great night for all of us that were present last night experiencing Her. But somebody in particular afterwards experienced something else potentially. We'll go with the evidence coming up next.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We had a great night as a group yesterday. We got to hang out and check out Her performing live. Show's over around 7:45 p.m. We all went our different ways after that, but I believe somebody in the studio had an extra good night. I mean, I had a pretty good night after that.
Mm-hmm.
Not a surprise, though. I went and had tacos.
I don't know. I went and had a couple beers on Cuenga at Waku Waku.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
It's one of those places that has happy hour all but 1 hour they're open.
Yeah.
Like, if you go at 10 a.m. when they open, they're like, no happy hour. 11 on, happy hour.
That's a good place right there. Tamara, you were out there with us, too. What did you do after her show?
I went home.
She went home? Mm. All right. Fantastic.
Hell of a drive to Palmdale.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in studio rolled up with the same pants that they were wearing yesterday.
We do have visual confirmation of that from a photo we took in front of the event.
Yeah. Who could it be? DJ Majestic?
No, I got different pants on.
Fantastic.
And also
Mr. Brad.
Nope.
Well, Brad might be wearing the same pants, but that's just because his wife is out of town. He doesn't want to do laundry.
True. Facts.
So that leaves us with... Hi, Chelsea. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up?
So, Chelsea, it's interesting because the last I saw you, you were in the parking lot, and I scared you. I apologize for that, but not really.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You were, like, in your phone doing whatevs, probably checking some texts that were coming in from somebody, maybe, whatever. And then I went over to your window, and I was like, you're like, you're like, sweet Jesus.
Yes.
We're going to put the video up on stories. Her reaction's great. At 97.1 Amp Radio. And then after that, I was like, all right, bye, Chelsea. Da-da-da. And then what happened after that?
is that this morning or last night?
That was last night. I saw the parking lot. This morning, I noticed that Chelsea's car was coming in from east to west into the studio rather than west to east, which is her normal route.
I also would like to...
Let you know my route, by the way.
It's not that hard. You live west of the studios. I was like, why is she coming off east to west like me?
Yeah.
I also would like to reference this from last night. I'm not gonna. I don't know who the text was from, but Chelsea got a certain text, and I said, "Damn, that's a smooth text." And Chelsea goes, "Almost too smooth." And the text was, "Do you want a shorter commute tomorrow?"
Oh,
wow. She read it to me.
We know the answer.
And last night, my brother and I were walking down Cuenga with Chelsea, and as a joke, I'm like, "What choice are you making on that commute?" And she's like, "I don't know." And then she kept going.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Chelsea, we wouldn't blame you if you spent the night elsewhere because the commute is shorter. Gas prices are ridiculous right now.
That's what I'm saying.
We feel you, girl.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My commute was a little shorter today.
can you just answer this? Cinderella Man or Tinkerbell?
Tinkerbell.
Oh!
Coachella boyfriend from this weekend.
Whoa. Yeah.
Could it turn into something else?
Oh,
or
just carpooling?
Is she just hanging out because she's trying to save on gas?
Just a nap. Right. It was just a nap. It was a nap.
Just hitting that carpool lane early in the morning. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yep.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Every once in a while, we get phone calls from people thinking we're another radio station. We get excited because there's a phone line coming through. We're like, people are listening to their call and say, what's up?
Especially when someone calls, when the phone lines light up, when we're not asking you to call, like we're not talking about anything, or we don't have a contest, and it's like, someone wants to chit-chat.
Yeah. And then we're like, hey, man, wrong radio station. But this time we just kind of went along with it. And this is what happened. Amp Radio, good morning.
Hi, I was calling to see if I was the ninth caller. Tickets to WWE. Is there the wrong number?
Do you know what station you're trying to call?
97.1, the Eagle, I believe.
Ah, the Eagle. That's dope.
Where is that? Where is the Eagle at?
Just playing with you, man. You know what it is. If you want to go to this event, win these tickets, let me hear the best Eagle noise you can make.
A ca-ca.
You can do better than that.
Come on, bro. Do you really want these tickets or what?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what an eagle sounds like.
Come on. Give me your best eagle. What's your name and where you from, bro?
I'm Lathan, man. I'm from Whitney.
Whitney? Like Mount Whitney?
Texas?
Lake Whitney. Yeah.
Oh, good times, bro. Hey, listen, man. Appreciate you calling in, but we're 97.1 Amp Radio in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
But your eagle noise was killer.
I gotta work on them.
Listen, man, it was fun, man. Thank you for calling us early in the morning like this, man. We really appreciate you.
Man, no problem, man. Y'all made my day already.
Hey, man, you made ours. Hopefully you get through to 97.1 The Eagle out in Whitney where you live, bro, and get those tickets, right? You deserve them.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, have a good one.
Such a nice guy, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. He's sweet.
Look at this morning. Killing it in Dallas. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how we're doing out here, but in Dallas, we got one P1 diehard listener.
Oh, yeah. We winning, baby. Coming up next inside the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
So Kylie Jenner just did a huge favor for her baby daddy, Travis Scott. Huh. And I have a pretty shocking update regarding Adele's divorce. Mm. That's coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50.
The Chelsea Report.
So more information is coming out about Adele's divorce, which I reported on yesterday. Mm-hmm. Apparently, her and her husband of 3 years have been living apart and leading separate lives for several months now.
No way.
And here is the shocking update. They did not sign a prenup.
Oof.
Which means...
Money.
Yes. Adele's estimated worth of $180 million is going to take a hit. Her ex could be getting up to $90 million after the divorce is finalized. Ouch, that hurts.
Oh. Yeah, it's gone the other way a number of times, so no, dude's going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while. Every once in a while, a white man needs a break.
I mean,
you feel me?
Oh,
yeah, he's the whitest, too. The Brits.
He's the OG.
No, you know what I'm saying, though? It's like, yeah, that's why you sign prenups. That's why they've been together for a long time, and, you know, ideally, they have some sort of deal. We weren't making fun of Mackenzie Bezos. We were celebrating that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what happened with their relationship, but ideally, they come to some sort of agreement where, like, he can be a great co-parent and move on with his life.
Yeah.
Quick question. Do we know what he does for a living?
So he's a businessman. I was kind of looking it up.
Yeah, he is.
He's a businessman.
Best business move ever.
He's about to incorporate pretty soon.
Yeah, there's not much about exactly what he does, but he's just a businessman.
I read philanthropist, which to me means like,
too,
that's kind of like a garbage title when someone says that. Like, I'm a philanthropist. What does that mean?
That was like Adele's publicist. Was like, yeah, let's throw a philanthropist on there.
He does good things.
Yeah.
He just goes to a lot of drink mixers.
Yes.
Talks to folks.
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott seem to have worked out all those Travis cheating rumors because they were showing all sorts of PDA at Coachella. And now...
during Kanye's Sunday church service.
Yeah, they were feeling it.
That's great. They're like, oh man, I'm feeling the spirit right now.
Now Kylie actually featured one of Travis's new songs in her makeup ad. Yesterday on her Instagram, she teased her upcoming Kybrows eyebrow pen. But in the background of the promo video, you very clearly hear an unreleased Travis song. And currently, like, she didn't promote it. She's not like, oh, this is Travis's new song. But her fans are obviously, and his fans are like, wait, this is unreleased. Is he releasing more music soon? He just released his latest album, Astroworld, last year. So, you know.
I mean, based on how Kylie does business, like, he's going to get a sizable check for
that. Yeah.
And this whole segment is just about how dudes are coming up.
I know. moving into how this is basically a holiday for all Marvel comic fans because Avengers Endgame hits theaters this week. AMC Theaters announced that the superhero pick has racked up more advanced ticket sales than any title in history.
Wow.
Domestic ticket sales are as high as 140 million.
Jeez.
Damn. And this is so interesting because of how in-demand the film is. Some theaters are adding a record number of round-the-clock showings in order to accommodate. So as of now, 17 AMC locations will open for 4 days straight for 96 hours.
No way.
Unbelievable.
Here in Los Angeles, the Regal Cinemas locations at LA Live and Southgate are holding screenings at 2 a.m., 3:30 a.m., and 4:30 a.m. The Cinemark in Long Beach, California is holding a 4:30 a.m. screening. And View Cinema London Westfield will hold hundreds of screenings around the clock, including 92 in a 24-hour period starting at 4 a.m. on Friday. So there you go.
It's a three-hour movie, too.
Yes.
So if you're going to that one at 3:30 in the morning, man, like, you better bring some caffeine.
Big shout-out for you if you work at any of these movie theaters. Like, you're going to be in for quite the experience.
They better get paid overtime, right?
For sure.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com. And also, why are we laughing?
Because Trump thundered in with the wrong
idea.
I heard it like Travis Scott's song, like in the background. And Kylie Jenner's promo was just like, wrong.
Thanks for that, Producer Brad. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. We have a special shout out right now from my man, Brian.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Dr. Tabib's office. I'm getting my colonoscopy there. May 8th.
Nice.
And Theo and Raquel, who work in the office, listen to the show. And man, they were so nice because when you go into like schedule a colonoscopy. I mean, I don't know if you guys know what a colonoscopy is, but they take a camera and go, woo, and check it out up there.
Ooh.
And I have to get it because my brother had
up where?
Up the old exit. That,
just and see you, get
you know, yeah, yeah. Up your butt. Okay, anyways, but no, I mean it. My brother had colon cancer, yeah. So it's like kind of a requirement for me to get screened, which is good. I needed to do it anyway, mm-hmm. but they made it really easy. Like they're super sweet about it, and they listened to the show. And Dr. Tabib's a gangster.
Thank you for listening to us. Appreciate that, and thank you for bringing it up, Brian. I think it's important, man, to create that awareness. And let me ask you this, bro: is it more awkward for somebody to check you out in that intimate area when they know you or they don't know you? Because they kind of know you because, you know, they listen to the show.
I mean, I didn't think about it. I think now that you're saying it, I think it's more awkward that I like miss me and Dr. Tabib are like cool and like, you know, Theo and Raquel will be there the day. I'm like, what's up, guys? They're going there. I'm like, look, let's put it this way. It's going to be a weird 24 hours because I got to do like this flush to get everything out of my body. I can't, for 24 hours, I can't eat any hard foods, solid foods. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go straight from the show on May 8th, get the colonoscopy. And I think, man, I'm definitely going to like, you know, take a little extra time in the shower that day.
Yeah.
You know, just stuff, try to take care of the old area.
Mm-hmm. You got you, bro. Hey, man, it's important. And I appreciate you speaking about it for real.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So yesterday was Earth Day. Shout out to everybody that celebrated that. That's awesome right there. These four people definitely celebrated in a big way, and they were arrested for it. After these protesters, two of them actually scaled and climbed up the giant globe outside Universal Studios Hollywood.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
In a demonstration, yes, because they love the globe so much, they super glued themselves.
Wait, like physically glued themselves to it? That's commitment,
but,
though.
But, like, that's kind of cool.
The globe. Because they love the globe. And
what kind of super glue, though?
Probably just the super kind. And then... Cola loca. And then this is what sucks about it, man, because... Now these dudes picked up felony charges.
Oh,
can you imagine,
can you imagine,
man, you're chilling in jail? Like, yo, what you in here for, dog?
Super glued myself to the globe!
Like, I love the earth so much.
Yeah, right? You gotta respect that, though, right? Another interesting story came across. This kind of, I don't know how to feel about this, but I know it's not good news. Because I don't know too much about it, but what's up with this measles outbreak?
Mm. Yeah.
I heard about it going down in New York, and now measles outbreaks are hitting up here, the LA County area. Some sites include LAX, our airport, UCLA, and this one really worries me, Glendale area taco shops.
Oh, whoa.
That's a problem.
Is it weird that I feel weirdly, like, responsible for this? Because I convinced myself I had measles. Remember when I came back from Cuba? It wasn't diagnosed, but, like, I, like, self-diagnosed myself. I was worried that I had measles.
I think you had this conversation, like, internally.
No, I definitely talked to Edgar about it at one point. But, like, yeah, I mean, I know for sure. But
are you going to have a baby? I've got measles.
Every time I hear that report, I'm like, oh, my God, was it me?
I didn't think you did it.
I hope not.
Didn't you get a measles, mumps, rubella vaccination when you were a kid?
Like, yeah, but I think it expires.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, a lot of people...
And there's different strands.
A lot of people, like, newer parents aren't about the vaccinations. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get that. I'm saying that if you're a grown-ass person who got vaccinated, I think you're probably good.
But it was... I thought... Okay, well, I diagnosed myself with German measles, which is a little bit different. Is it different?
You weren't even sure you had it, Chelsea.
No, but...
Why did you think he's half German. Did you give him to Chelsea, bro?
No, I didn't. I haven't had German measles, and I'm pretty sure he didn't have the German measles.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Chelsea, you were up late last night.
I was.
Because your brain is fluttering all over the place this morning.
Hey, like, real talk, I actually love it. whatever you did last night with whoever, like, repeat. All right, Danny Dumb story of the day.
Danny Dumb.
Coming from La Florida.
Tampa Bay, Florida. We've got 26-year-old Matthew Aris. He drives a 2007 white Chevy Trailblazer, and he's got a little bit of a hobby, which is pretending he's a police officer and pulling people over.
This guy.
Oh, no.
Come on, bro.
So he installed lights, like, on the top of his car. He got, like, some janky uniform from, like, a, you know, just like an army surplus store or something.
Come on.
Now, what happened was, is on Saturday night, Matthew's out there pulling people over like he does.
What else are you going to do on Saturday night in Florida?
He's real bored. And unfortunately, when he hit his lights to pull the car over, the car that he pulled over... was a Tampa Bay police officer in an unmarked car on an undercover operation. I just want to see that conversation. He walks over the window. He's like, "You're on. Do you know why I pulled you over?" And, and the guy's like, "Are you a cop?" He's like, "Nah, I could just use my cuffs, man. Let's just go."
Yeah, be dumb.
So what's going to happen to homeboy?
He's now being held on to like $2,000 bail for impersonating a police officer. But Tampa Bay thinks the Tampa Bay police think he's been doing this for a long time, like pulling you over and then being like, "How do you want to get out of this ticket?
No.
What do you want to do?
Hook them up some cash."
Exactly. So they put out a post saying, like, if you've been pulled up. Exactly. Chels. We know where Chelsea's head's at. She was up late last night.
German measles.
Do you want to get that?
Oh, boy.
So they put out a post saying, if you've been pulled over by this creep, let them know, because they're going to keep trying to rack up the charges for impersonating officers and extortion. Good work, buddy.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Is Brian smarter than your car full of kids? A kids trivia game. This is what's so cool about this game today. Your kids get to help you win these tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to leave them and go to Vegas.
That's right. Kids, think about that. Mother's Day present. What there a Mother's go. Day gift. Mom, I get you something for Mother's Day. Excuse me. I won you a trip to Vegas.
And if you call in, you will win because Brian has never won.
Absolutely. I'm not good at this.
Call in if you want to play. 877-971-HITS. 877-971-HITS. Is Brian smarter than your car full of kids? Hit us up. Speaking about kids, one of the saddest things just happened right now. So I did a little video to say good morning to my daughter, Ariela, who's 2 years of age. And I sent it over to my wife. And obviously she played the video for Ariela. And then my wife just texted back, "Oh, babe, it was so sad. Ariela thought you were on FaceTime."
Aww.
And all of a sudden she started talking to you and your video ended and went away.
She thought you hung up on her?
Yeah. It's so sad right now. So I'm going to call her FaceTime in a little bit. Anyways, coming up next, can't wait to play with you. And we are commercial free.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Those of you that are parents, you know it's beautiful when your child comes home from kindergarten and says, "Hey, Mommy, I drew you and Daddy and the family." And you appreciate that gift, even though you look like a chupacabra. You know what I'm saying?
Or just like a big round circle with legs. Like, "Oh, that's how I look. Okay, gym time."
Appreciate it. But imagine if your kids could get you 4 passes to the Billboard Music Awards in Vegas and a hotel room. That's what's up right there.
Mm-hmm.
Better than refrigerator art.
Mm-hmm. Your chance to win just that right now by playing Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids? This is a kids' trivia game. Let's meet our contestants this morning. We have Maddie from Van Nuys. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Maddie,
how are you guys?
We are doing great. I was about to ask you, where are your kids?
Yeah, it's just you. You're like, he's like, "No, I have them right here. Kids got to go to Vegas."
She's making little kids noises just to win the tickets. Maddie, please introduce us to your children.
I have Gabriel, Lily Beth, and Donnie in the back here with me.
All right. Gabriel, why do you believe you guys are going to beat Brian this morning?
Because I'm pretty sure I'm smarter than him. And in all the radio channels that I've heard, all the games that you guys have played, Brian has never won.
So true.
Guys, I lose on every radio channel, do you know?
Every single one.
I got a real monopoly going in Los Angeles right now.
Brian loses on Valentine.
That's right.
With Ryan Seacrest.
That's right, never won.
With Big Boy.
Big Boy.
He loses everywhere. Yeah. He loses with El Piolin. Everybody.
I just roll in the studio. I'm like, who wants to win?
All right, so Brian's going to step outside of the studio right now. We're going to hook you guys up with 3 questions. They're the same 3 questions for him as they are for you. You have 30 seconds to answer, okay? Here we go. Question number 1. In Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse, what's the name of the flying helper? Mickey Mouse goes,
"Toodle."
Yeah, good job.
Toodle.
Good job.
Yeah.
Oh,
good job.
Number 2. Exactly. I thought at one point he was saying Arturo. Anyways, number 2. In the cartoon Doc McStuffins. Excuse me? In the cartoon Doc McStuffins, what's the snowman's name? What is it? You want to pass?
Yeah.
Okay, number 3. Why does your mom deserve to go to Vegas and party?
Because the best mom.
Because she's the best mom.
I love that.
All right, fantastic. There it is. Time's up. Time's up. Come back in, Brian. By the way, we are live on Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio. Check it out. All right, Brian, you ready, Brian? You
feeling
have
confident.
A chance on this one, bro.
I was out in the hallway shadow boxing and doing knuckle push-ups and stuff. I'm ready to go.
That helps for
listening to the Rocky theme song.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right, three questions, 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go, Brian. In Mickey Mouse's clubhouse, what's the name of the flying helper?
The flying helper?
Yeah, it flies and it helps.
Dumbo.
Nice.
Is Dumbo even a Disney movie? Oh, hey, stop laughing.
I think you know whether that's correct or
Dang
not.
It.
Number two, in the cartoon Doc McStuffins, what's the snowman's name?
I would say Frosty, but that's too easy.
Flaky. Flaky. Nice.
Flaky the snowman.
Number three, we asked the kids, why does their mom deserve to party in Vegas?
I feel like Gabriel gets in trouble a lot, so I think he's trying to earn brownie points because she's the best mom in the world.
All right, there it is. Let's go to the answers. This is a close one. In Mickey Mouse's clubhouse, what's the name of the flying helper? Brian, you said?
Dumbo.
It's a good guess, bro.
They didn't think so. They laughed at me.
The correct answer is Toodles.
Oh, Toodles?
Toodles.
Oh, wow. All right. Never heard old Toots.
No. Number two in the cartoon Doc McStuffins, what's the snowman's name? Brian, you said?
Flaky.
The kids passed.
But I'm definitely wrong.
Yes. Wrong. Chili the snowman.
Chili Flaky.
Chili, bro.
I just feel like if I was a snowman, I'd be flaky.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't show up and stuff. I wouldn't be there.
Kids are winning 1-0 right now. Number three, why does their mom deserve the Vegas trip and partying in Vegas? Brian, you said?
I said that Gabriel probably needs brownie points. He sounds like a little bit of a troublemaker. So that he said his mom's the best mom in the world.
His laugh.
That's exactly what they said. Correct.
Nailed it. Yes.
But you lose again, Brian. And Mighty, you are the winner with your kids.
Yay.
Good job.
Yay.
Well, guys, it's been real. Got to go lose on someone else's show now.
Mighty, who are you going to take? Who are you going to take to Vegas and party at the Billboard Music Awards?
Yay!
She doesn't want to say in front of her kids. That's fine. I get it. Fantastic. They think they're going.
The Chelsea Report.
So in case you haven't heard, Britney Spears fans are very, very worried about her right now. So much so, they actually staged a protest here in West Hollywood, outside of West Hollywood City Hall yesterday, with signs that read, Free Britney, and then they were chanting, Hands Off Britney, and Justice for Britney. And this is all, basically, they're demanding that the singer be released from a mental health facility where they say she's being held against her will.
Wow.
You know, she had checked in. It was probably about 3 weeks ago now, because and you know, her publicist released a statement saying she did it because her dad's been sick. So they said she did it. She's trying to take care of her mental health. But her fans believe that conspiracy theory is that she's being held against her will.
Mm.
So here's some of the fans that were outside. This is them being interviewed about the reasoning.
We're here trying to basically expose the Free Britney movement and let everyone know that there's something severely going on. She's been in a conservatorship for over 10 years that we don't believe she should be in any longer. So we'd like to just spread awareness about it.
Any individual who feels that it's appropriate for Britney Spears to be in this situation, I would really wonder why they feel it's appropriate for her to be touring the world for the last 3 years and to have put out 3 huge albums and to have had a very successful Vegas residency.
Very passionate about it.
I mean, sure. Like, when was the last time being successful in your musical career meant you weren't having, like, mental health problems?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking up the 5150 code for, like, being involuntarily held. It's 72 hours in California. Now, like, this is all speculation, though, right? They're just out protesting, like, she doesn't need to be there. There's no reason.
Yeah.
But I don't understand, like, where... Like, I understand where these things come from, but I also understand, like, I don't understand where these folks feel like just because they love Britney that they know more about mental health and the psychiatric issues that she's facing.
Well, and she's had mental health issues, you
right,
know?
This isn't,
we've
like,
seen
new.
It. She's been in the spotlight for years. Yeah. I mean, her whole life, really. So, I don't know. It's very interesting to me that they're so passionate about it,
right.
So there's a new dance challenge that is upon us, and it's all thanks to Queen B herself, Beyonce. The challenge is based off of her remake of Frankie Beverly and Maze's Before I Let Go.
Before I let you go.
She just released that cover last week. But basically, what the challenge is people are dancing to the chorus of the song, and they're basically busting out their best pop, lock, jive dance moves.
Got it.
Basically, we probably won't be able to really do it. I mean, I won't be able to do
come
it.
On, why are you underestimating over here?
I mean, I ain't going to do it.
I'll tell you what. Maybe Majestic.
Every time I see a new dance challenge, it's just like, come on, man. Because I know at some point in time, someone's going to be like, hey, Brian, you're big, dumb, and white. Let's go viral with you looking like an idiot. It's like, oh, come on, man.
You're still going to go viral, Doc.
The thing that's funny about this challenge is that, like, Beyonce actually posted about it on her social media and was like, this is a new challenge. But, like, which is, like, kind of isn't cool to do because, like, most challenges just pick up themselves. But, right. But also, I'm like, well, Beyonce can pull it off because she can
do whatever
no
she wants.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
She's been posting a lot of the fan videos on her Instagram stories. So check them out. We'll also post a couple of them up on Amp Radio's Instagram.
Right, so. It does feel a little fraudulent, though. It's like giving yourself a nickname.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to earn the nickname. Not that she doesn't, like, she can do whatever she wants, but it does feel like, hey, guys, I'm starting a new viral challenge. It's like, no, don't trick me.
Like, I don't go around telling people, hey, my nickname is Gordito. You give me that nickname. You feel me?
Yeah, guys, see? Yeah.
That's kind of similar, but kind of not at the same time. Singer Pink says she's no longer going to post photos of her kids on social media because she's over the trolls. And she's had a rough go lately. Kind of been, you know, she's made a lot of headlines for clapping back at trolls because they've been saying, like, she recently posted a photo of her kids playing with a pelican and her son wasn't wearing a diaper. So trolls were basically giving her a hard time about it. Well, she recently went on Ellen and basically said, look, I'm over it. I'm over the trolling. I'm not posting pictures of my kids anymore.
I like to share my family. It's my proudest moment in my whole life. I'm prouder of my kids than anything I've ever done. And I won't share them anymore. I won't do it. I'm not posting pictures of them anymore.
That's sad, man, that people have to come out what us as parents love the most, which is our kids, or, you know, anytime you attack a parent for their parenting as well. But that's exactly what they are. They're just trolls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their purpose behind it. They really don't care. You know what I'm saying? And so it's sad that people dictate or dedicate their lives to doing something like that.
It is sad, but also when you're a famous person, that's the, you know, social media's got its great assets. It can let you talk to the world and promote your things, but it also lets people talk back to you. And I think with her, it's like, if it bothers, like, don't let it bother you.
Yeah.
But when you post pictures and people start commenting, be cognizant of the effect that those comments are going to live forever. And the last thing you want is your kids, who, you know, when they can read, going through the internet and discovering just this abyss of, you know, the negatives will pierce so much harder than it could be 1,000 be beautiful, ugly, and that's the only one they're gonna read, and they're not ready for that.
Yeah, it's hard, man. I've gotten those mean comments before, and you can't help but kind of focus on them and have it ruin your day, you know.
Definitely.
But I guess advice to someone like her, it's like you kind of turn off the comments.
Yeah, deactivate comments on the gram.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a fact, according to a new study, millennials are living with their parents longer than any other generation. Of course, cost of living. Facts. That's the main situation there, right? Thousands of people, stats also, leaving LA area because of cost of living. But many of you who are in your 20s, maybe early 30s, you felt this way before. You're talking to somebody, and let's say you are living at home with your parents, and you say that, you notice people judge you. And honestly, people think less of you. Like, oh, you ain't a real adult. You still live at home with your parents.
Or like, why? Like, what is it that's keeping you there? Like, you can't get out? Because you kind of like, as someone who moved out at 18, when you live with your parents for a long time, like, yo, dude, it was tough for me too, man. Mm-hmm. The struggle was real. I was broke. I had to do all this stuff, but I still lived on my own.
And also, it's for dating a guy. If a guy lives at home, I mean, it's so horrible to say. You're kind of like, ooh, backstab. I'm out.
So, and we saw it happen here 2 weeks ago on our hookup hotline when the guy totally disregarded an awesome girl, Amp listener. She's a college student living at home with her parents, and listen to him.
I won't be in school forever. I only have one more year.
And then looking to move out after that, surely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Once you get your own place, just, you know, I'm sure that independence will kick right in. Your parents really are the ones that got rejected here. You sound very sweet.
Oh! Do you know what that mean, man?
We got a very independent woman in the studio.
Hey.
The only one that's still living at home with her parents. Her name is Tamara. Tamara, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you truly an adult, like a real one, if you're still living at home with your parents?
Yes, I'm an adult. Why wouldn't you think I'm an adult?
I'm just asking the question this morning, Tamara.
She's mad at you right
Listen,
now.
Listen, I believe you can be considered an adult if you're contributing to the household. And if your mama ain't washing your dirty chonies, cochinis. Who's washing your clothes? Who's washing your clothes, Tamara?
My grand dolly.
She's like, my mom doesn't wash my clothes. My grandma does like, it.
No, my mom shrinks my clothes. I can't do it.
She thinks she just found some sort of loophole. Uh-huh, my grandma does it.
She filed a complaint on her mom for shrinking her clothes. So what makes you a real adult, Tamara, even though you still live at home with your parents and your grandma washes your clothes?
Oh, whoa. Settle down.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what makes me an adult is it's not like I've been living there after I graduated college. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been out on my own. I've had my own apartment. I've done my own things. And at the end of the day, I still pay my own bills.
Yeah.
I do not ask my mommy. I do not ask my daddy. I handle mine, okay?
Who pays for your cell phone?
Me. I got my own plan. Okay?
Yeah, girl.
I got that family plan.
You can look at it as being responsible because maybe you're just trying to save money right
now. Yes. And you know what? LA is expensive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's very expensive. Chelsea, who can afford it?
Great point. I was hanging out with my nephew yesterday and I asked him the same question. He got mad defensive too.
Yeah.
It's weird, man. Check this out. I'm here with my nephew, Big Eddie. Love this guy. Great heart. He's 24 years of age.
Yes, sir.
Eddie, are you even a real adult because you still live at home with your parents?
I guess not.
You're not a real adult?
Well, I mean, I think I am now that you guys are saying that. I guess not. But, I mean, that's pressure off of us, right?
I don't know. What? Do you need your parents to help you answer?
No.
Oh, my God! Yeah.
When do you think you become a real adult?
I think when I move out, I guess. I'm trying to make my own company, man.
You are, man. You're an entrepreneur.
Yes. Hey, Gary Vee said, you know, save all your money and go live with your
parents. Don't bring Gary
Bro, Vee nobody's this. Talking smack on anybody that lives with their parents. I'm just asking.
Okay.
Are you a real adult if you still live with your parents? I'm not saying you are or you're not.
Yes, we are. We're just smart adults now, saving money.
Hey.
Freeloading adults is what you
Whoa!
Are. Hold on, hold
Ryan!
On. Wait. So,
Ryan!
But Tam, you said, look, I think you can display characteristics that are adult-like when you live at home and you live with your parents. But you said you lived in your own place, right?
Yeah.
And then you moved back in with your parents.
Yeah.
So even you would have to admit that there's less responsibilities when you're back at home than when you're out on your own doing your own thing. Even though you handle yours, you say, except for the laundry, even though you handle yours, there's still other things that some of you aren't even aware of until you live on your own that happen, or until you, you know, buy a house, or until
zero dependency on
right, or like or like groceries, like you got to remember to buy food,
what?
Like just little things like that.
One question, Brian.
Bring it. Oh, I'm excited.
Did I send for you?
Oh!
Did I what?
Did I send for you?
I don't even know what that
you
means.
You coming for me. I didn't send for you. Oh. You coming for me today, okay?
Nah, I'm just asking the question.
Jeez. But I'm like, you didn't have to send. I'm
right next to
you.
I'm literally 2 feet away.
Trisha in Studio City, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts? Tamara still lives at home with her parents. She says she's a real adult.
I'm not hating on you. I'm not coming for you, girlfriend, but you are. You may be an adult by number, but you're not an adult by handling your business.
Oh, shoot.
Sorry.
Can't go at her.
Well, she's not an adult taking care of business, paying for her streaming account, paying for her Prime. That's not paying no bills. You know, you can pay your car note, but you can't pay a rent. See, you're not a full adult. You're just of adult age. And I ain't mad. It's good your parents, you know, cover you and feed you like that, but that's a
problem. You sound a little angry.
I am angry because people love to say they grown. They even want to give you advice if you're stressing. They like, girl, don't worry about it. It's going to work out. Like, how do you know?
Girl, don't worry about it. It's going to work out. Yeah, easy for you to say. You got food in the fridge, electricity to plug your phone into.
And let's just say if you could afford a place, you'd be in a studio, but you're in your parents' house, so you got a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, a basement.
My own bathroom. Yo, you know what? It sounds like Trisha wants to move in with you.
Right, Trisha, you want to come in, girl? Come on. We got space.
Trisha, thank you for calling in. We love you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Serena from Blenheim Park. You're all about supporting people in their 20s that are still living with their parents. They are real adults. Why?
I think if you are living at home with your parents, you are paying majority of their bills, and you are taking care of them, then you're a real adult.
You're giving back. You're taking care of your parents. It depends how long you're there. I mean,
I think that's the thing.
There's a point to where you're taking advantage.
I think that's the thing. Is like, is there a timeline? You know, like I remember when I graduated college, I moved home for a year to save money before I moved to California. And I know for you, Tam, you talked to the store. Like, Tam doesn't want to live at home.
No, I don't.
She's just doing it for the time being to save money.
It's not by choice.
Until she gets her place. So I think it's kind of like, is there a motivation to get out?
Yes, there definitely is.
Plus, Serena, you know, it's not an ideal situation. Tamara has complaints. Her mom shrinks her laundry and her clothes, and her mom doesn't cook every day.
And they live 200 miles from the studio.
Yeah, that part. Called dedication.
Serena.
Living the life.
Serena, we love you. Thank you for listening.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Janet from Baldwin Park says you are not a real adult if you still live at home with your parents, Janet. Break it down.
I live at home and I'm going to turn 23. I really can't like even sleep over at anybody's, my man's house because I still live at my parents' house. And I don't have all, like, the responsibilities, of course, that an adult would if I were to live by myself. But it is what it is. I'm not a full adult. But I'm still going to college, so it's not like...
And I think people are getting hurt and defensive because they feel if you're saying you're not a real adult, it means that you're not taking care of business. And you are. Meaning you're going to college, you're doing great things for yourself, you're preparing yourself for success, and that's great if you're still living at home, you know? But a real adult to me is like, you are no longer dependent on anybody in regards to your survival.
Yeah, definitely.
Tamara's not agreeing to that, but Janet says she's in a real adult when she's able to sleep in her man's house.
Whoa.
Okay.
What are your texts say, bro?
We got one from the 818 that says, hashtag Team Tam.
Woo!
That's about it for that side of the argument. There's a lot of people that are texting in extenuating circumstances, like from the 626 saying, hey, it's a cultural thing. Yeah. I'm Filipino. We don't get to leave until we get married. From the 818, I'm a single mother. I had to move back in with my dad to take care of my two kids. I help pay rent. I buy the groceries. I try to do as much as I can, but it's not an ideal situation. And then my favorite text from the 818, Tamara's paying her bills, a.k.a. debt she acquired when she lived as an adult. Ha, ha, ha. She tried being an adult and couldn't afford it.
Oh, shit.
Are those facts, Tamara? Oh, wait. It's actually your mom texting in.
Oh, no.
Lines are continuing to blow up. We're coming up next with some more of your calls. Can you truly be considered a real adult if you're still living with your parents? 877-971-HITS. Norma from Canoga Park. So you always argue with your sister because she still lives at home.
I argue about her not contributing. I tell her, live at home as much as you can because life is expensive. I want you to get that master's. I want you to get everything. So live at home, but contribute, you know? And then she bothers me because I've been on my own. I have the bachelor's, didn't get the master's. I quit my job last year. And when I quit my job, my mom was helping me out. But I quit my job and I didn't move back into my mom. I struggled to keep my little studio apartment.
Is your sister a real adult or not yet?
If she had all the responsibilities, like everybody's saying, helping at home with bills, helping my mom, then I'd say yes. You know, she's going to college, she's doing for her, you know, she's handling stuff, but she only pays her bills, you know. Right, she'll buy groceries with my mom's debit card, you know.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's like when you live at home, you're displaying characteristics of an adult, but you don't have all of them. And when you have to live under someone else's roof and you have to live by their rules, it's kind of hard to feel like, oh, I'm a grown-up right now. Oh, curfew? I'll be home, Dad.
I don't know. I just feel like these millennials are home just because they don't want to leave. Like, they don't want to pay bills. They don't want responsibility.
Tamara, you at home because you don't want to leave, Tamara?
That ain't it. I wants to leave.
Like, I just at least want to live a little closer than Palmdale.
Are you saving? Like, are you saving? Yes, girl. Are you at home because you're really saving, or are you at home just because it's cheap? No, it's not easy. Anytime. No, but appreciate you calling. I love you.
I didn't come for you, Tamara.
Yeah,
girl.
Brian's still trying to figure out who sent for him.
Yo, I'll tell you one thing adults don't say. Did I send for you?
Slow it down. Put the brakes, Brian.
Later, Norma. Thank you.
Later. Thank you.
Tamara, to finish this, to wrap this up, do you believe you're a real adult? Yeah. After all the conversations we've had.
Yeah, because everyone has the right to their own opinion. And I believe that I am an adult. I am.
I can identify however I want.
Okay. Boss.
I'm a boss. I'm a go-getter, you know?
That's my favorite answer ever. Everyone's probably right, but I don't care because I have my own opinion. And that's what adults do. I'm a free-thinking woman. And yes, Mom, I'll be home at 9. Oh my God.
Is your mom picking you up from work today?
Absolutely not.
Yes, she is.
You coming today? You coming today?
All right, man. Ultimately, I think moral of the story here is like it really doesn't matter if you're living at home or not, as long as you're taking steps towards reaching your full potential on a daily basis. How you get there is nobody else's business. You know, there's a lot of cultural factors in there, life factors. We're all given different lives in regards to how we're dealing with things. You know, Chelsea, you were out of college, went home to save, and then came out to Cali, and you're crushing it now. Brian, you were out at the age of 18 and struggled, still made it. I was out at the age of 22 in Latino household. You stayed at the house for a minute. You know, got my master's, moved to San Francisco for my first radio show. Like, we all have different stories. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, arriving and getting there and improving every day, no matter how you get there.
I'm just trying to keep my parents out of my house at this point. You guys stay over there. I'm good.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Before we get into the Chelsea report, I got to read this text. We were talking about, are you a real adult if you still live at home with your parents? And 626 came in with a great text. I feel that we're forgetting the larger group that lives on their own, but mommy and papi are still paying for their rent.
Truth.
Loophole.
Just wanted to get that out there. Definitely
you're
lots of you.
You trying to tell me that some people in Hollywood aren't paying their own rent?
The Chelsea Report.
So more information is coming out about Adele's divorce, which I reported on yesterday. Apparently, her and her husband of 3 years have been living apart and leading separate lives for several months now.
No way.
And here is the shocking update. They did not sign a prenup.
Oof.
Which means...
Money.
Yes. Adele's estimated worth of $180 million is going to take a hit. Her ex could be getting up to $90 million after the divorce is finalized. Ouch, that hurts.
Oh. Yeah, it's gone the other way a number of times, so no, dude's going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, every once in a while, a white man needs a break.
I mean,
you feel me?
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's the whitest, too. He's the Brits.
He's the OG.
Nah, you know what I'm saying, though? It's like, yeah, that's why you sign prenups. That's why they've been together for a long time, and, you know, ideally, they have some sort of deal. We weren't making fun of Mackenzie Bezos. We were celebrating that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what happened with their relationship, but ideally, they come to some sort of agreement where, like, he can be a great co-parent and move on with his life.
Yeah.
Quick question. Do we know what he does for a living?
So he's a businessman. I was kind of looking it up.
Yeah, he is. So
he's a businessman.
Business move ever.
He's about to incorporate pretty soon.
Yeah, there's not much about exactly what he does, but he's just a businessman.
I read philanthropist, which to me means like, that's kind of like a garbage title when someone says that. Like, I'm a philanthropist. What does that mean?
That was like Adele's publicist. Was like, yeah, let's throw a philanthropist on there.
He does good things.
Yeah.
He just goes to a lot of drink mixers. Talks to folks.
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott seem to have worked out all those Travis cheating rumors because they were showing all sorts of PDA at Coachella. And now...
During Kanye's Sunday church service.
Yeah, they were feeling it.
That's great. They're like, oh man, I'm feeling the spirit right now.
Now Kylie actually featured one of Travis's new songs in her makeup ad. Yesterday on her Instagram, she teased her upcoming Kybrows eyebrow pen. But in the background of the promo video, you very clearly hear an unreleased Travis song. And currently, like, she didn't promote it. She's not like, oh, this is Travis's new song. But her fans are obviously, and his fans are like, wait, this is unreleased. Is he releasing more music soon? He just released his latest album, Astroworld, last year. So
based on how Kylie does business, like, he's going to get a sizable check for
that. Yeah.
And this whole segment is just about how dudes are coming up.
I know. moving into how this is basically a holiday for all Marvel comic fans because Avengers Endgame hits theaters this week. AMC Theaters announced that the superhero pick has racked up more advanced ticket sales than any title in history.
Wow.
Domestic ticket sales are as high as 140 million.
Jeez. Damn.
And this is so interesting because of how in demand the film is. Some theaters are adding a record number of round the clock showings in order to accommodate. Jeez. So as of now, 17 AMC locations will open for 4 days straight for 96 hours.
No way.
Unbelievable.
Here in Los Angeles, the Regal Cinemas locations at LA Live and Southgate are holding screenings at 2 a.m., 3:30 a.m., and 4:30 a.m. The Cinemark in Long Beach, California is holding a 4:30 a.m. screening, and View Cinema London Westfield will hold hundreds of screenings around the clock, including 92 in a 24-hour period starting at 4 a.m. on Friday. So there you go.
I mean, it's a three-hour movie, too.
Yes.
So if you're going to that one at 3:30 in the morning, man, like, you better bring some caffeine.
Big shout-out for you if you work at any of these movie theaters. like, you're going to be in for quite the experience.
They better get paid overtime, right?
For sure.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com. And also, why are we laughing?
Because Trump thundered in with the wrong.
I heard it
like Travis Scott's song, like in the background. And Kylie Jenner's promo was just like, wrong.
Thanks for that, Producer Brad. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Angel from Whittier with the Girls Are Prettier. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Angel, does it also apply to men? Is Whittier where the boys are prettier?
It depends where you go.
Some fails.
He's like, listen, dog, I'm not going to just say all of Whittier. You get down towards the 605. I'm not going to claim that.
All right, Angel, break it down, bro. Who did you dirty? Vent about it and then release it, bro, so it doesn't stay in you anymore.
Sounds good. Well, it was my coworker, and this just happened literally like a few days ago. Mm. I'm a medical assistant. They just made me a supervisor at this oncology institute.
Congrats.
And thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. This month actually marks a year of me being with the company. So I've known this girl for like a long time. You know, she's actually my manager's daughter. So we've been having problems with her. She likes to take her 45 to an hour lunch. She'll take off, leave when she wants, and she's front desk. So she'll take off and the phones are going like crazy. So I'll just jump in, you know, teamwork and help out to the front.
Yeah, doing what you can.
So, she actually got in trouble. She took off for 3 hours to argue with her boyfriend outside of the job.
Damn it. That's a flexible lunch right there. 3 hours, I got to go handle an argument.
We were slammed that day. Like, we had so much work. And, you know, I'm helping the doctor. I'm translating. I'm doing what I can in the bag. And I'm jumping into the front. So one of the girls had enough, and she called her mom, which is the manager. The manager came. You know, they all had it out. Ever since then, she stopped talking with us. This was probably about a good 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I've been dating someone, you know, dating someone recently. He was at the area. He swung by, you know, to just drop me off lunch. Literally there, not even 5 minutes. So this girl takes a picture of me and him and sends it to my director.
Oh, so she's trying to make it seem like you're dipping out of work to go fool around or something?
Exactly, like I'm doing that.
And it was only 5 minutes. You stepped out because your boyfriend brought you some food and you're like, yo, thank you, appreciate the love. I'm going to grab my tacos right here and dip back into work.
Exactly. You know, I seen her get a phone call and she walked away and then some girl came up to me. She's like, hey, she just took a picture of you.
Damn.
I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, she just took a picture of you and sent it to Donna, which is, you know, our director.
Homeboy dropping names, yeah.
I'm about to
let these streets know.
Yeah, so that happened. I was so close to confronting. I think I was just more upset because, you know, I just got promoted, you know.
Yeah.
And then she had to go and try to, like, throw me under a bus. I'm a great worker, you know. So I was just thought, that's some shade right there. I've known you for years.
Angel, did you get in trouble because of this?
No, that was the great thing about it. Okay. I didn't even know how much of a great worker I am. That
good.
It's not even that you didn't get in trouble. It's that shady-ass attempt to, like, snitch on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, her intention was to get you in trouble. So whether you did or not, that doesn't change the fact that you got a shady chick working with you.
By the way, Angel.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Did you get a glimpse of that picture? I mean, were you looking good?
Was it your good side?
No, exactly. At least give me my good side. No, I didn't get to see it, man. But I never confronted her, so I kept it cool.
Angel, now that you came in, dropped all kinds of names, dropped the whole telenovela chisme on us, man. Did it feel good to vent, bro? And just, you got to promise you're going to release it after this.
Yeah, I'm going to go little by little. I mean, because it just happened this week, you know.
Yeah,
and turns out she got suspended.
There was a
meeting she didn't go to on Saturday.
Damn.
Boom, that was a 6-day suspension right there. So I'm like, you see, why hate on me? I could have helped you out.
If she hears this, she's going to know that, and everyone in the office is going to know that she's a snitch. You got to watch yourself.
Oh, exactly. And I've heard it around, so if anybody else is hearing, I get it.
No more names, Angel. We're good.
Listen, Donna.
Angel, appreciate the love, man. And just remember this, bro. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. She doesn't deserve that power over you, dog.
Exactly, sir. Yep, I get it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
The dopest moment award going out right now to our Amp listener, Norma from Canoga Park, and our social media guru, Tamara.
Mm-hmm.
For having the most adult and mature conversation earlier today about, can you be considered a real adult if you still live at home with your parents? Tamara, being 28 years of age, graduate from Fresno State, she still lives at home with her parents, and her grandma washes her clothes.
Her granddolly.
She's the boss.
Her grand
She's
Dolly.
Boss babe.
Because she fired her mom from doing that because she shrunk her clothes. So she hired her mom's mom. All right, anyways, here's the conversation. Norma from Canoga Park. So you always argue with your sister because she still lives at home.
I argue about her not contributing. I don't know. I just feel like these millennials are home just because they don't want to leave. Like, they don't want to pay bills. They don't want responsibility.
Tamara, like, you at home because you don't want to leave, Tamara?
That ain't it. I want to leave.
Like, I just at least want to live a little closer
than
Palmdale.
Are you saving?
Yes, girl.
Are you at home because you're really saving, or are you at home just because it's
receipts?
Easy?
No, really? It's not easy.
Anytime. No, I appreciate you
Tamara,
calling.
I love you. I didn't come for you, Tamara. I love you.
Yeah, girl.
Later. Thank you.
Tamara, to wrap this up, do you believe you're a real adult? Yeah. After all the conversations we've had.
Yeah, because Everyone has the right to their own opinion. And
get it, girl.
I believe that I am an adult. I am. I'm a boss. I'm a go-getter, you know?
It's my favorite answer ever. Everyone's probably right, but I don't care because I have my own opinion. And that's what adults do. I'm a free-thinking woman. And yes, Mom, I'll be home at 9.
And Grandma, make sure you separate the colors from the whites.
Hey, I had a mismatched sock the other day, Grandma.
You better get your act together.
I'm going to fire you, too. I'll go back to Mom for laundry.
Oh, damn. Good times. Check it out, man. We have a podcast that goes up every day. You can catch the full show on our radio.com app. It's free. Just search Amp Morning Show. But at the end of the day, man, just on Real Talk in regards to living at home with your parents and so on and so forth, the dumbest thing you could possibly do is to leave home, leave your parents, just because you want to prove that you're an adult and you're independent and get yourself in crazy debt. You definitely don't want to do that.
Right. As long as you're moving your life in the right direction. Like, you're saving money because you want to buy a house. You want to get your own life. Not because you're saving money because you want to hit the clubs in Hollywood. That is not an acceptable reason.
Or go to the millennial tour. like Tamara. At the Forum.
Y'all said it there. You better be happy there's no mic in front of you.
I got your back today, Tam. So next time, you have to have my back, okay? That's how it works here, okay?
That was a very adult thing to say, Chelsea. All right, guys, coming up next, we got Kristen taking over, filling in for Yessi Ortiz. Also, just got word that the Life is Beautiful Music Festival goes down in Vegas. Has just been announced. And we got tickets for you starting at 5 p.m. this afternoon, all right? Love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.